Well, hello. Together again. Welcome to another hour of music here at Bob's Used Record Shop. I am Bob Taylor, your host. Now, if you happen to be tuning in for the first time, Bob's Used Record Shop is a one-hour program where I play great audio recordings from the last 70 years. Old and new artists covering every genre and every era, and many tracks played directly from my personal collection of vinyl records. As I have said in the past, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I have an old-school appreciation for the sound of vinyl. Whether it's a 33 and a third RPM long player, otherwise known as the LP, or a 45 RPM single. I have music ranging from the earliest pop and jazz of the 40s and 50s, to the rock, pop, soul, blues, country, and jazz of the 70s, 80s, and beyond. So how about some music? All musicians, whether major recording artists or the guys in the garage next door, they start their musical careers by learning and playing songs originally written and performed by other artists. Now, this rite of passage is known as playing covers. And it doesn't matter if you're rock, pop, jazz, or classical musician, you learn your craftwork of your instrument by copying other people's music. From there, if you have talent, you learn to write and record your own music, as well as play your instrument in a very unique style. The greatest band of all time, in my opinion, the Beatles, started out that way. In the early days, they covered the great records they heard coming over from America. Being musicians that had that special something, they could take these songs and rearrange them to suit their sound and their audience, while still paying homage to the original songwriter. In the first half hour today, I'm going to play some of those great songs for you, starting out with the love that the Beatles had for the Motown sound. And it so happened that when the Motown groups came over and toured England, sometimes the Beatles were an opening act for them before they became famous. So here are the Beatles.
But I need to just a card or just a letter saying she's returning home to me. This Mr. Postman,
I can't see.
Oh, yeah.
You're back for me.
Please, please,
Mr. Postman.
I don't like the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's all hurt from the gal of mine. So many days you passed me by.
The sound of lead singer John Lennon there with the Beatles and doing a copy of a song called Money, which happened to have been the very first hit record for Berry Gordy and the Motown sound, originally recorded by a gentleman named Barrett Strong. Before that, we heard Please Mr. Postman, originally a big Motown hit for the Marvelettes, and we started off with You've Really Got a Hold on Me by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Now, one of the pioneering artists of the rock and roll era that was very influential on the Beatles, especially George Harrison, was Carl Perkins of Blue Suede Shoes fame. The Beatles covered three of his records on their early albums, and it was the first time many fans heard the voice of drummer Ringo Starr singing lead.
I said, I'm sitting here watching Matchbox holding my clothes. I said, I'm sitting here wondering, Matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy and I'm a long way from home. I'm an old poor boy and I'm a long way from home. I've never been happy 'cause everything I ever did was wrong. Well, if you don't want my peaches, honey, please don't shake my tree. If you don't want me those peaches, honey, please don't mess around my tree. I got news for you, baby, leave you here in misery. All right. Dog run. Well, I said, I'm sitting here watching Matchbox holding my clothes. I said, I'm sitting here watching Matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go.
When you won't say you do, baby, when you don't let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Ah, rock on, George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George for Ringo one time. Well, honey, don't. A little honey, don't.
say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, he took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Woke up last night, 4:30. 50 women knocking on my door.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Last night I didn't say late, for the home I had a 19 day.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Last night, I didn't stay late, for a home had a 19 date.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it me.
Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
The sound of George Harrison on lead guitar and lead vocals, and singing with the Beatles there on one of his big early rock and roll heroes, Carl Perkins. The song called Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby. And two more Carl Perkins songs before that, Honey Don't and Matchbox, with the lead vocal by Ringo Starr. Now, Paul McCartney probably had the widest range of musical taste of all four of the Beatles originally, and he brought pop and even Broadway to their performances. Let's hear some of the songs that Paul championed in the early years of the Beatles.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine.
Do-do-do-do.
Was the
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Song originally written by the great Buddy Holly, that was Words of Love. And before that, we heard Paul McCartney lead sing on Till There Was You, a song originally written for a Broadway production, Music Man. And we started off with another Broadway tune called A Taste of Honey. And, you know, those songs are all came from a box set of Beatles records, audiophile pressings of every Beatle record ever released. And its original version is it was sold in their home country of the United Kingdom and England. And that wraps up the first half hour of music here at Bob's Used Record Shop. I have another half hour of music coming your way. Quick reminder, you can hear Bob's Used Record Shop every Wednesday at 11 a.m. And it gets repeated on Sunday at 6 p.m. Another half hour of music coming your way right after these important messages. You're listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP in Huntley, Illinois.